Hello everyone, Danny Bate-Orr here, and thanks for listening to another episode, and this time about the challenges of buying and investing in fourplexes, challenges and benefits. This episode is really important if you are considering buying fourplex or triplex with us, with Simply Do It, or even on your own. So hopefully you'll take the time to listen to the entire 15-ish minutes of this episode that are really diving into the details. I do want to offer you a little perk. If you email us and request, we will share with you both our ebook about investing in real estate and remote and so on and so forth based on about 20 years of my experience and about 5,000 properties, as well as a list of our curated videos, detailed educational videos, not promotional videos, that we share only with those who request. And we send you a list of handpicked videos that can help you be and become a better real estate investor. The videos are beneficial for both beginners as well as experienced ones. So if you email us at meet@simplydoit.net, that's M-E-E-T at simplydoit.net, we will reply back with a link for the videos and a link for the ebook. I hope you'll benefit from the videos and the ebook, and of course, from this episode. Thank you for listening. Plexes, and I'm going to focus on fourplexes, are tricky. And this is what we've learned over the years of buying multiple triplexes and fourplexes, duplexes as well, but usually the trickiness I'm talking about is mostly presented when buying fourplexes, and triplexes are just not very common product to see. So let's talk about why is it tricky. And if you carefully listen to this short episode about the fourplexes, you will be more mentally, financially, emotionally prepared to either invest in one or not, or maybe not yet. Okay, maybe a beginner would want to wait a little bit. So let me tell you what we've learned over the years in order to empower you about making a decision if this is the right investment for you at the point of time you are in at the moment, beginner, experience, etc. So first of all, let's talk about some of the opportunities, the upside, the reason why we would want to buy a fourplex. So one thing that we see a lot is that fourplexes are coming from owners that are a little bit, I call it tired. They've been owning it for so many years. They are not necessarily keeping up with the market trend. Sometimes they do. Although many times they have renovated, updated the units, you know, over the years. So the first and main opportunity is increasing the rent. So much so we see 10, 15, and 20% below market rent, what the current tenants are paying. So you maybe have a legacy tenant, someone has been there or multiple for multiple years, and they're still paying below market. The nice thing is, if you update the rent on 4 out of the 4 units, or even 3 out of the 4 units, you increase your cash flow by quite a bit. So opportunity number one, or the main, and many times the main reason is to improve the rents, increase the rents, improve the cash flow, and the investment altogether. The second thing is, many investors are saying, hey, if I buy a single family home, it's almost the same effort, meaning one mortgage for the single family home, one mortgage for a fourplex, But in a fourplex, I actually look at it as if you're buying four houses under one transaction, one mortgage. So in a way, you are making your time, your energy, your portfolio more efficient by buying fourplexes instead of duplexes of single family homes. And let me be clear, this is not me saying fourplexes are better. This is me saying it's a type of an investment that should be suitable to one type of an investor, but maybe not suitable for another. I have clients who have over the years have opted to actually buy fourplexes, and I have clients who actually opted to not or rejected buying fourplexes. There's not right or wrong here. It's about understanding. So second benefit here is in one transaction, one mortgage, if we're using a mortgage, to have you know, four doors, four units, quote unquote, four houses, right? So those are probably some of the main benefits. Some other times we see units that have been a little bit more neglected, or maybe not neglected, but not up to date. And that gives us an opportunity also to improve the operational aspect of it, okay? Such as improving the units, collecting better rent, improving the value of the property, etc. So there's maybe an upside on improvements. The other area that we sometimes see for cash flow improvement beyond raising the rent is the common grounds or other costs or other expenses. Many times when we buy a fourplex, the tenant is paying a rent, and the owner pays for the utilities or some of the utilities or common ground utilities, etc. A new owner can come in and say, not only that I'm raising the rent, I'm also shifting some of those expenses onto the tenant. So for example, let's just say there are common grounds, or you know, the tenants are paying their own electricity and gas, but they're not paying water. So the owner pays for the water. So the owner can come and say, you know what, the rent is $1,000 a month, but you also need to pay $50 per month for water, or 75 or whatever. So this is also an opportunity to shift some of the expenses the owner sometimes have in those fourplexes onto the tenant. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's a little bit more complicated, but it's definitely another way to improve. So we talked about four ways of improvement: four main benefits: increasing rent, shifting expenses onto the tenants, improving the condition, updating the units, and last one is the fact that we have in one transaction, one mortgage, we have four doors, four units, four quote-unquote houses. Now that we understand the benefits, let's talk about what I call the challenges, okay? And I call it the chronic illness of a fourplex. So from our experience, every fourplex that we buy, at least one of the tenants, sometimes even two, will give us some hard time after closing. So usually what we see, we close on the unit, and within the 2 to 3 months after, one tenant is moving out, maybe breaking the lease, and one tenant is giving us hard time, maybe not paying the rent, or just giving us, storm-arming us, the owners, the property managers, and two are just okay, right? It doesn't have to be exactly like this. There have been situations where four tenants did not cause any problems at all, and we definitely had one situation, one only, that the entire property was vacated by the tenants, regardless if they had active leases or not, within several months after closing. That was an extreme case, and not really, I wouldn't use that as an example, but it did happen. In most situations, we see one tenant just packing their bags and leaving, another tenant is giving us some hard time, I'll explain that in a second, and two, maybe not giving us any problem. Why would someone give us hard time? Right, we are a new owner, assuming we're even working with a property manager, why would that person give us hard time? Well, I don't know for a fact, but I do think it comes to frustration, right? Probably something along the lines, I requested for the water heater to be replaced for months now. And I was told, I was promised, it will be replaced. It never happened, right? Or something along those lines. Now, when something like this happens, there's two outcomes. One outcome is to say, hey, you don't like it? Walk away. We can terminate you. You can terminate, or you know, or deal with it, right? Be like more of a harsh, tough owner, right? And again, if we work with property managers, how we instruct the property managers to work will affect how they're interacting with the tenant. The second option would be, you know what? Maybe the water heater is already at the end of its life, and maybe it's better to replace it, and maybe we even budgeted for it. And all of a sudden, us coming say, listen, we don't know what happened with the previous owner. We are not, you know, okay with you giving us a hard time, but we think it's better for us and for the relationship with you to replace the water heater, correct the problem, fix the problem, whatever. And all of a sudden, we are turning the table on the relationship with the tenant, right? So all of a sudden, this resentful tenant turns around and say, you know what? I'm okay, thank you, and the conversation changes, right? So this is the type of things we are seeing that after purchasing the fourplex, I call it, we're gonna have a period of somewhere between 12 to 18 months of re-stabilization of the property, right? We have to go in and say, okay, each tenant has a lease. Maybe they're paying on time and behaving properly. Maybe they're still under market, and maybe they're just renewed their lease. We have to evaluate one by one what's happening with their leases, when it's up for renewal. Are we going to increase the rent by $200 by getting a new tenant, or are we going to keep the current tenant inside and only raise it by $100? You know, there's not a right and wrong. There's different reasons why to do one or the other. Maybe after some months of knowing how the tenant is behaving, or are they giving us a hard time, or they're actually pleasant to work with, we'll consider one way or another. So when we buy fourplexes, are looking at least 12 months, probably 18, of a period that we need to restabilize the property. Need to maybe vacate one tenant, not renew a lease, go in, fix it up a little bit, freshen it up a little bit, get a new tenant at a market rent, a nice one, vetted one, and do so for all four units, or just three, or just two, or none, right? That's why it's a lengthy period, because we're dealing with people, tenants. Many times they have effective leases in place and they're not breaching contract, right? We have to wait until the lease is over in order to do something. We have to wait for the lease to be over in order to renew or release or not renew and release. So those things take time, plus we're dealing with people and so on. So you gotta be patient. You gotta be very patient until we go through all those steps and get to the point that this property is generating, as we told you, maybe more than a year and a half ago, right? So if we think about rents, and all the units are now rented at an average price of $1,000, and then maybe the rent should be more $1,200 or $1,300 a month per unit, it will take time to get to that point. Not a lengthy period of time, but it will take time. And while we're going through all those changes, you're gonna carry a lower income or lower cash flow, and you gotta be patient, right? The work, the effort, the resilience that you're gonna have is gonna get you to that point. You gotta be patient until we get there. It's not necessarily pleasant. It's, even when we're working with property manager, it's dealing with those things, but it's not horrific, right? Again, there's always extreme situations one way or another. The last thing I want to say and kind of recalibrate your thinking. Sometimes when I talk to investors after the fact, year later, 2 years later, 6 months later, they're complaining about the fourplex. They're saying, the fourplex is giving me a lot of noise, a lot of problems, you know, much more than my single family homes. And then my next question is this: is your fourplex or fourplexes that you've purchased through us giving you equal noise, equal issues to for single-family homes, or much more or much less. Meaning, sometimes we look at the fourplex as owners as one address, one property, and we're forgetting that this is actually four tenants, maybe, not maybe, four kitchens, maybe anywhere from 4 to 8, maybe even more, bathrooms and half bath and the ACs and all of that. So all of a sudden, when we break it down, we're looking that the fourplex is generating equal amount of what I call noise in the system, the typical noise of vacancy, repairs, you know, tenants, etc., to four houses. But in our mind, we categorize it as one property, one address, and we're like thinking, oh my God, so much trouble. And many times it comes with, you know, in the initial period of a year, the first year and a half, where I just told you the first year, year and a half is the noisiest period of the property. Because during that time is when we do a lot of the curb fixing and a lot of stabilizing and a lot of changes and all of that. Usually after a year, year and a half, things start, you know, being smoother. Not noise-free, but just smoother. So if you are thinking about buying a fourplex, I would say, if kind of as a summary point, if you're beginners and you're buying a fourplex, and this is what I tell all my new clients, you are jumping to the deep end. It's not impossible, but that means that if you're not mentally prepared for what I just told you here, you're going to say, oh my God, what a horrible investment. And Danny and his team are doing a lousy job and this and this, and everybody's at fault except yourself, of course. That's usually the case. And the fact that you picked up and choose maybe not the proper, correct investment for you at the point you are in does not even come across your mind, because obviously on Facebook, everybody's having a great time with their fourplexes. You're the only one who's suffering, right? Of course. What I'm trying to say is, if you're a beginner, maybe consider buying a single or a duplex. If you're an experienced person, you know, maybe even once before invested, maybe two, you know, fourplex can be suitable. If you're someone who's like, you know what, I really like the simplicity and no and less noise, etc., maybe fourplex is not, you know, a good fit for you. So it's not a right or wrong. It's a lot of it is mental preparation, financial preparation, understanding how the process works, patience, resilience. And if you have those in place, and that's what we try to work on with our clients, you will probably do well, because a lot of how we perceive success is not just the financial aspect of it, is also how much do we have to deal with it? How much time do we have to spend over issues, etc., whether we use a property manager or not. So I hope you fully understand what I call the chronic illness of fourplexes, the benefits on one end, the challenges on the other, and you can actually come better prepared to the decision if buying a fourplex, for that matter, a threeplex as well, is suitable for you. Thank you very much for listening. I hope to hear from you and talk to you in person some more how we can help you invest in real estate throughout the country. Have a terrific rest of your day and your week.